this morning. Violence breaks out at a local McDonald's where police say an argument between co-workers led to one of them being stabbed to death.
Well, Fox News' Camille Mary, she just got an update from East Point Police a short time ago. Camille joins us live now. Camille, what have you learned?
Yeah, this is an absolutely horrific story. We just got briefed from East Point Police, and then we headed down here, which is about a mile down the road here at the 9 Mile McDonald's. So I want you to take a look at some video. We're going to talk about what happened.
All right, let me say this, because a lot of people were telling me that this was in Detroit. This is not Detroit. Y'all got to be able to know how to separate it. I know y'all think that every single city is in Detroit. It's not. It's not. Every city that's around Detroit is not Detroit. If it's East Point, it's East Point. If it's Westland, it's Westland. If it's Harper Woods, if it's Harper Woods. If it's Oak Park, it's Oak Park. If it's West Bloomfield, Commerce, White Lake, any city around Detroit, Livonia, Farmington Hills, Dearborn, Michigan, Dearborn Heights, that is not Detroit. That is not Detroit police. That is not Detroit investigators. That is not any of that. It is the city where it's at, okay? People keep conflating Flint and Detroit. Flint is not Detroit. Flint is like an hour and some change away, and it's not Detroit, okay? All right? It's not Detroit. Oh, I realize, okay? So a lot of times they say Metro Detroit. It's not Detroit. That's a surrounding area. Okay, the metropolitan area.
So let's rewind the clock back to about 8 o'clock. Actually, prior to that, there was a dispute. Police say there was a dispute between two employees. One employee leaves, a verbal altercation. One employee leaves, comes back, and then proceeds. This is according to police, proceeds to stab that employee, that fellow employee that they had a dispute with, in the area of the drive-thru, inside where the employees work. Well, that's then great. This is where things take a twist. A customer in the car going through the drive-thru sees this, witnesses this. He takes a gun, this according to police, shoots it up in the air, and then realizes exactly what's happening, trying to stop this stabbing from happening. And then he actually chases the suspect, runs away, and then he chases that suspect, holds that suspect at gunpoint until police get there. Now we.
So, all right, I'm confused. So they get in, employees get into an argument. One of them leave, go back and get a knife, and then they start stabbing the other employee. A person going through the drive-thru sees the person, or a person that, whatever, a customer sees the person, fires a gun in the air, and then they chase the person down, and then they hold them at gunpoint. Listen, bro, if you ever see me getting attacked, getting stabbed, anything like that, kill that motherfucker. Shoot first, ask questions later. If not, then whatever. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm sure they're thankful just for what happened. But if you see somebody killing me, kill them. Don't shoot in the air. You ain't got to chase them. We ain't got to wait for police. I'm not looking for closure. I don't want justice. Nigga, put two in him. I don't want to hit the person that's being stabbed. I'm already half dead, nigga. I'm already gone. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him dead. And don't even think twice about it. What you doing? What you mean? You fired in the air. He probably stabbed me 4 more times when you fired in the air, nigga. Shoot. Take a chance. You might hit me, but you definitely gonna probably hit them. Take them out. Take them out. Don't chase them. Don't do none of that stuff. We'll figure it out later. Sort out the facts later. What do you mean you chased them and held them at gunpoint? Man, if you don't kill that boy. You shot in the air. Shoot, nigga, save me. Save my life. This nigga stabbing me to death.
did talk to some witnesses, and we're going to hear from them in a minute, but I do want to report that we have confirmed from police that the victim is deceased, a woman in her 30s, and the suspect is in custody, a 26-year-old woman, but let's listen to what that one witness had to say.
Whoa, who's a woman? These are women stabbing each other?
Left for 5 minutes. She came back with a mask on her face. And only thing I seen was her hands. That's how I knew it was her. And she started stabbing her, and I ran for help. And basically, you know, basically asking everybody, like, help, help or whatever. I tried to stop her. It was no stopping her. She stabbed her everywhere.
Jesus. So,
absolutely horrible, horrible story. Now, police are crediting that customer who was in the drive-thru. He had a CPL. He was registered, could carry a gun legally. They said if it wasn't for him, if he wouldn't have shot that warning shot and gotten out of his car and ran after the suspect, that police believe that the suspect would still be out there right now. So just a horrible set of circumstances. Of course, we're going to stay on top of this and bring you the latest.
The coworker is dead, though. The person that was stabbed is dead. They gone. They ain't gone, gone. That's crazy.
Hey everybody, I'm Root Rock.
And I'm Taryn Asher. We begin with a heartbreaking loss for one Metro Detroit family dealing really with an unthinkable tragedy.
Yeah, Taryn, what began as a normal day at work quickly turned violent. A mother of six stabbed to death at an East Point McDonald's while doing her job.
And Fox News' Camille Amiri joining us live with the very latest. And Camille, we understand you've spoken now with the woman's family. I mean, it's hard to imagine what they're going through.
Yeah, I mean, we were here all day, and then family members started showing up this afternoon, one after another, all coming back to the scene of the crime. She has six children, as you said, ages 5 to 20, and some of the littlest ones were here. And let me tell you, it was absolutely heartbreaking.
My mom was a good person. She was the best mom anybody could ever ask for.
Jennifer Harris, a single mother of six, a manager at McDonald's, fatally stabbed Thursday morning by one of her employees, according to police.
My mama, she woke up every day and went to work for us, for us. My mama died trying to take care of us.
It happened right before 8 o'clock at the McDonald's on 9 Mile in East Point.
From our understanding, it happened near the drive-thru window inside of the building, so in the employee area.
Investigators say it started as a verbal dispute between Harris and her employee. Harris asked the woman to leave, but
she came back with a mask on her face, and only thing I seen was her hands. That's how I knew it was her. And she started stabbing her. I tried to stop her. It was no stopping her. She stabbed her everywhere.
Police say a customer, a CPL holder in line at the drive-thru, witnessed the stabbing and shot his gun in the air, attempting to stop the crime. The suspect ran out of the fast food restaurant, the CPL holder getting out of his car and holding her at gunpoint until police arrived.
He absolutely did the right thing. He showed, so to speak, heroism.
Harris's family members beside themselves with grief.
We met the lady and everything. I don't understand why she had to kill her. My mama was even good to her. She was good to everybody.
That's why I ain't. Nope. That'd be the nigga you take in, the nigga that you help. Hey, man, let me help cook you up. Let me take care of you. Hey, bro, I got your back. That's why I don't fuck with dusty people, bro. I don't mess with people that got a poverty mindset. I stay away in time. Make yourself available to people. Go back. Do this to them. Fuck you. They're going to take you away from your family. They're going to take you away from your kids, and they're going to kill you. Every single time. It's always the innocent one. It's always the person that got the kids, got the people that got the most to lose. That's the person that suffers. And then they family got to put it together and be in shambles. Hell no. Nigga, you ain't about to take me away from my people. I got people that love me in these streets. I got bag chasers that want to kick it with me, people that want to meet me, lives to change. I got a daughter that I want to see graduate from high school and all of that shit. And people want you to be a crash dummy. Hey, man, confront him. Man, he stepped on your shoes. You as a man, you need to stand up. Nigga, suck my dick. I'm about to go. I'm got to see my daughter graduate, nigga. fuck out of here. Get out of here. Get the hell out of here. I got a daughter that I want to see graduate. Anytime that I'm trying to figure out whether I need to prove something to somebody or whether I want to get security when I go to a city or whenever I want to do something, I read that text message that my daughter sent me every day. She sent me one today. Dad, I love you. I'm watching you. You're so great. Nah, I don't care about these niggas. I don't care. Nope. Man, give me a job, Anton. Give me a job. Nope. I don't know you. I don't know where you came from. I don't know where you what you got going on. You're not, we not friends. I am not interested. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow and you're not going to stop me. I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow and you're not going to stop me. I'm going to go have fun. I'm going to go home. Not about to be crashing out for you. And man, why don't you get out here being... No. I just gotta... My guy at the Balmain store. Balmain store, he said, Anton, I got some new Balmain. He literally just texted me. Hey, Anton, great news. Your neoprene unicorns have just arrived in store. Just to confirm, we're going to be shipping it to you. I got a guy, my guy in Balmain, down in Houston. He called me up, Anton, I got these new things for you. Listen, man, you want me to ship them to me? Yep. He's zesty as hell, too. He's zesty as hell.
Mr. Daniels.
What's up, big dog? What's going on, man?
Mr. Daniels, I got this new thing and these new neoprenes. They're in today. Would you like for me to ship them to you?
Like, yeah, John. Give them to me.
Okay.
Zesty as hell. That's how you know I don't discriminate. I don't have to necessarily agree with your lifestyle, but send me my goddamn shoes. Send me my shoes. Send me my shoes.
Mrs. Daniels, I got some new dirt for y'all.
Has been forwarded to voicemail.
I wanted to let y'all know what I don't be lying. When I say stuff, I be accurate as hell. I don't be lying. I be trying to call so you can see for yourself.
This is Daniels.
Like, what's going on, big dog?
I got the new collection in for you. It's just for you. Do you want to get you the collection?
I'm not coming to the store. I'm not down there, bro.
All right. Do you want me to show you the collection and some pictures?
Yeah, man. Send them to me. Just text them to me. Send me. Hey, all right. I want this, and this.
I got to send to you. Sup?
Like, dog. It's the truth. It's just the real. I got shoes to buy. I got people to see, things to do. I got a life to experience. I got money to go get. I can't be sitting out here with y'all fighting y'all. Y'all trying to take people's lives. Y'all killing each other. Y'all taking everything out. Y'all out here trying to kill each other. I got the Balmains over there. I got the Louis Vuitton shoes right there. They all right there. Real talk. Everything right there. Everything right there. I bring the whole collection. We got the Balmains right there. Right there. Got the Louis V's right there. I'm trying to have a good time out here in life. Ain't nobody trying to be out here chilling with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling. Killed because he tried to help y'all out and y'all went and took her life. That lady got 6 kids, people that depend on her. It's hard out here for a pimp. That's why Rita was working at McDonald's when she was 15 years old, all the way up into the time that we got married. I was like, you ready? Y'all, you got all of this retail. I said, y'all ever been robbed in a store? No, God has blessed us never the store that I was at to get robbed. She said, I'm thinking about becoming a store owner. She's a store manager. She's like a regional manager. I'm thinking about becoming a store manager. I was like, yeah, that's cool. We ain't doing that shit no more. What do you mean? I got to quit my job. I said, you're about to be pregnant, ain't you? No more working. Ain't about to be out here. Bitches out here running around trying to stab you. Mm-mm, we ain't doing that.